GTWSMH.
IDK.
GTFO.
GTFO.
JK, JK. You're listening to the IRL Radio Podcast. It's radio in real life.
Three women.
Three radio stations.
Real stories. Real life.
Well, we're a hot mess today. talking about the busiest week ever. Yeah, I started recording.
IRL.
This is as real as it gets. Right now, Loka and I are technically on the air, but we are doing this job that we don't get paid to do.
But that's what. But this is what in real life is. You know, we have to multitask in radio. Dímelo, mi gente. Yes, it's me, your girl, Loka. Melanie's on her way over. That's how radio is. Like, you have to still do your show and do other things at the same time to get it in, because we have to go to other events at the end of it.
I know. Like, this week we tried to get stuff done, and you had a dentist appointment. Melanie had an event. I had an event. I worked till 9:30 the last two nights. You were out super late last night.
Till like 11 in Brooklyn, and I live in Jersey.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so we're actually recording this right now while I am finishing up a little bit of my live show. So in a second, you're going to hear me do a live break.
Yes!
Locust's probably going to have to run out.
Yeah, it's like moms. You know, I mean, really, it's not that struggling, but you know, moms have it harder than us. They got to breastfeed, comb the hair, and do their makeup. We have to do our job and talk doing another show at the same time. And before, Katie would have to do, you know, as we said before, she was doing voice tracking for other markets. So she would have to sit here and record. Sometimes I feel like we're venting and like, just like making our life seem like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But in reality, we want people to understand what this radio life is all about.
It's totally just chaos. Like, it is awesome. There's no way I can ever do anything else ever again. Like, yesterday I was actually kind of thinking, and I'm so bad about this, whenever things are going really good, I start to get like a little bit nervous because I'm like, something bad's about to happen to me. And it's funny because there's a country artist, Kacey Musgrave, and she has a song called Happy and Sad, and it's all about how when something good happens to you, you get so happy, but then you get really sad because it's about to end or something like bad is gonna happen. But I was like thinking, I was like, God, I love my job so much and I'm just so thankful. And I was like, said a little prayer, like, please don't let me get fired today.
Oh my God. They say it's Mercury retrograde, so everything is bound to repeat, truth comes out, all this good stuff. I saw Deb in Chad's office and the door was open. It was like they were waiting for somebody. And I was like, oh, no, bitch. She's our HR. I love Deb. I say B word
in a nicest, lovable way. We love you, Deb.
Yeah.
We've talked about Deb before. We love her.
Yeah. I walked over there and my heart dropped to my booty. Because I was like, Lord, not today. Because like when I made that turn, she looked at me like, oop, you're the one I was waiting for. And Chad looked, and I said, oh, because it happened to me. Like, I said it before they walked me in that room, and I took that bend. I said, law, but it's all good. Like, but I felt the same way. Everything's been going, like, good, I'm nervous. Good, I'm nervous.
I know. And I'm one of those, I'm like a natural worrier, and I always, it's like this weird thing I have in my head. I feel like if I worry about it, then I've already, like, erased it from possibility. Like, if I worry about getting fired today, I can't get fired today because I already thought about it. Because it'll be on the day that I didn't think about it that it will happen.
Then you're speaking into existence. And that's something that I am practicing my hardest is if a negative comes, say, not today, move to the side, and then force myself to think something positive. Because they said affirmation, the law of attraction. You're attracting whatever you're worrying about. So you have to push it to the side. Girl, I've been reading these damn books. Oh. Because you got a woosah in this world nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy out here.
I know. It is nuts. You had a really crazy week. You got to interview Macy Gray. I saw a little bit of it. It was awesome. I did not expect her speaking voice to sound the way that it did.
What did you expect it to
sound? Well, like, I mean, it sounds exactly like it does when she sings, but it's just, like, so high-pitched and cute. Like, I can't even mimic it. Like, she sounds exactly like what you would think Macy Gray would sound like.
Yeah, but to me, it sounds like she's always about to tell a joke.
Yes! Yeah, like,
swear. But she was hella funny, and she was joking, because she was like, what's your name? Who are you? Because I kept saying, you're my new bestie. She's like, yeah, everybody does that now. It's like, you know me for like 2 minutes, and I'm your bestie. And so I was just going off that joke, and she was like, yeah, so who are you? Yeah, what's your name? What you do?
And but so she's like, who are you? Like,
yeah, I can't imagine her voice. And then she talked about her daughter, who's like, her kids are in their 20s.
Dang,
like, she still looks good.
Yeah.
She's about to turn late 40s, early 50s, maybe. or maybe mid-50s. I don't know. But she don't look whatever, 40 or 50. She looked good.
Yeah, no, I did not see that coming at all. It's kind of like one of those things, like, you know when somebody, like, she, basically what I tried was, like, so big in whatever year that was, like, in the middle, late 90s. Yeah. Like, you just imagine somebody, like, that age forever. Like, it's the same thing with kids. Like, if you see a kid when they're 3 and then you don't see them for 10 years later, you're like, whoa, how are you 13?
Yeah, no, you know who shocked me? The guy from Mighty Ducks. Have you seen?
Oh, my gosh. There is the craziest picture going around right now.
Yeah, the kid that got arrested.
The goalie, yes! Right? He was the goalie. I can't think of what his name is, but he was in all those kinds of movies in the 90s. The goalie from Mighty Ducks. And they posted a picture of him, and he looks scary. Like, yeah, I feel like there's always that picture of the kids from the Sandlot that goes around.
Yeah.
But that one is, I hope that, like, in 20 years, people aren't, like, pulling up pictures of us, like,
girl, no, we're going to look luxurious. How dare? No, no. We're going to be doing moisturizing, dipping in the Fountain of Youth, coming back out.
Right? Pumping Botox.
Yeah, like that picture, he got arrested for DUI. He's been in and out of the law for a while, which is absolutely nuts.
I just feel like some crazy stuff happens when you're a child star. Like, I just don't think that you can grow up normal.
Yeah, no, you can't, because people keep putting you in that box of Mighty Ducks. Whatever his famous quote was, people keep repeating it to him. And yeah, so maybe that's one, or he's having a hard time getting a job. He keeps being typecasted. Like, this business, As parents who want to put their kids in it, think very hard. Yes, your kid could be the next Justin Bieber. Your kid could be the next Kelly Clarkson, whatever it is that you want him to be. Brad Pitt, whoever started off young in this game. But the effects that come with it, it's nuts. People, you know, they pigeonhole them into this box, and then they have to find their way out of it. And then they get, you know, given drugs, because sometimes they, you know, they got to stay at a certain, I got to be happy all the time because that's my character. And so they give them a little bit of weed, you know, they give them a little bit of coke, and that's what they get addicted to.
It's
and
so
they have the
crazy
world at their hand.
I know. It's so nice. It's kind of like Brian Falduto, who we used to work with.
Yes.
Brian was in School of Rock, and he was the kid who says, "You're tacky and I hate you." And it was like, anytime someone realized that, they were begging him to say it. And he'd be like, "I don't want to say that. Like, I don't," you know what I mean? He, like, just wanted to be Brian. He didn't want to be known as that. And I think he's kind of gotten out of that box now.
Yeah, I think he's embracing it now.
Yeah, he definitely feels, he seems like he's in a very good place, like, you know, with the fame that he had and, like, what he's working on now. We love him. But yeah, that was like a firsthand experience, like working with someone who had been like extremely famous as a child.
Hell yeah. And I was one of them that says, "Say it. You don't want to say it? You're tacky and I hate you." I said it to him like every couple seconds. And I love him. I absolutely adore him.
He's the best.
But that's the problem with, you know, if you have your kid in there, and even as an adult, you could be in a great movie and then they'll freaking keep you with your quote. Like, if my movie, like, what would be your quote that people would be like, "All right, that's yours"?
My quote?
Like, mine's is, or like you're saying, like, mine's is Dímelo. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, what
for
are
me.
You saying when you say that? I don't know what that is.
Oh.
Yeah, just listen to you say it every day. I have no idea.
Dímelo means, like, tell me, talk to me. What's up? What's good? Oh, and we're real life, so what's up? We got.
We're recording our podcast right now. Mia from Promotions just stopped by. Mia. I thought you were going to be Melanie. I don't know where she is still.
No, yeah,
you're
Melanie.
Fine.
Melanie's running late. So it looks like today's podcast, it's just me and you.
I don't know what my quote would be. I feel like I've been trying to, like, come up with one. Like, one I've been using at the end of interviews, this is, like, something that, like, my dad always used to say, but he'd be like, "Stay out of trouble." Like, when I say goodbye to somebody, like, "Stay out of trouble." I'm like, maybe I'll make that my thing.
Yeah, you should.
I don't know.
It comes naturally, but that's yours. You've been saying it for a while, right? That one is cute.
Yeah.
Stay out of trouble.
Mm-hmm. And I also like to say, "Tell me something good," like, because everybody's always, like, listening to really bad stories. But there's, like, another radio show who started doing a bit called "Tell Me Something Good." And I was like, oh, I'll never be able to use that.
You can. Where? What market?
I don't really want to say, but.
Is it in New York?
No, it's
not.
But it's somebody who's, like, super famous. And I
was
like, it's a really good idea. But I don't know. That was, like, one of my things. What else? What else would I be known for? I don't know. What else do you say all the time?
Dímelo que lo que. Que Dios me lo bendiga hoy, mañana y siempre. That's how I close on my show. Right? Which I say in Spanish and the English version. May God bless you today, tomorrow, forever. Deuces, I'm out.
I love that.
Yeah, like, you know. Oh, yeah. Buenos días on my Instagram, if you're following me. I always say, buenos dia, mi gente. Good morning, darlings. That has been my, like, and I don't know how I started with that, but it's become my thing.
It's funny because you've got, like, your Spanish accent, and then you've got, like, good morning, darlings.
You
get, like,
yes,
all posh.
Yes. I, that's another thing I've been doing lately is, good morning, darling. Oh, darling.
Wait, we have to
you?
Pause for 1 second, because, and we have to stop recording. We'll be right back in 1 second. I have to put something out of the box here.
Hello. Check, check. 1, 2.
Yeah, oh. Melanie's here. And Loke's gone. Oh, Loke's back.
Look who decided to join us today.
I'm sorry. I had like a really, really important meeting and it ran later than I thought it was going to. And I can't say anything because I don't want to jinx it, but it's really exciting.
Oh, I thought you were shopping because you came with a bag.
And I was like, I ran into D.L. Hughley.
And he bought you?
He's like, I brought you food. I was like,
I'm sorry, what?
He's like, I have something important in the bag. And so I like grabbed it and he brought me sashimi and kale.
What?
Yeah. He was like, it's skinny people food. I think it's because I think it's because every time he comes in to record his show, he always sees me eating. And the other day he yelled at me because I was eating hard-boiled eggs in a salad. I think it was on Monday or Tuesday. And he like leaned over to like, because he was like, and then he leaned over to see what I was eating. I'm like, I'm sorry. I know it smells, but.
Aww, isn't he nice?
I know.
He's so nice.
Never would have thought it, but he's a fabulous guy.
Even though, like, eating just a plate of kale is kind of gross.
I don't like kale.
I like kale in moderation.
Nope, not at all. Not even a sliver of it.
What were we just talking about before Melanie came in and then I had to do a break? Like, my brain is short-circuiting right now because there's too many things going on.
What were we talking about?
We're just kind of shooting the shit. Mel, what have you had going on this week?
Well, no, we're talking about quotes, but... Before we get into anything, before I forget, there is some real life things that I need to get caught up because somebody is setting up a date with someone and I need to hear about this.
Wait, who's setting up a date with who?
Logan's trying to set me up with someone. Here's my thing.
The softball guy?
We're not going to talk about this until after the date because I always do this. Like, as soon as I have a date, I'm like, let's talk about everything and super overanalyze it and blah, 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 blah. No, I don't want to do that. Because then I get all freaked out.
But it's happening,
though,
right?
We'll talk about it next week.
It's happening.
We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah!
That's all I'm going to say.
When is it?
I honestly can't remember. I haven't looked at my calendar. I'm having one of those like times right now where like if it is not in the calendar, it doesn't exist in my world. It's in there. But
Is anybody going to L.A. in October?
What's in
what?
American Music Awards!
No, we don't get invited.
No, sorry. Send me a postcard.
I know.
How about we switch this up? Guys on the podcast, I am working on one of the affirmations. You guys know, but we're working on one of the affirmations to come true.
What is it?
The meeting that I'm trying to set up for us.
Oh, you guys, you guys were like out hanging out together and I wasn't with you and I was sad.
We were on our way home.
What is the meeting? Yeah, so you emailed.
Yes, I don't even care if he hears this, okay? I'm trying to see if we can make our podcast a weekend show.
Oh, I like that.
And that's why I was like, you know, I called big. See, this is what happens in radio. You have to present. You have to do a presentation to your big boss. And our huge boss is McVay. So I said, well, when you come back to town, can we sit down and have a conversation, sir? And he's like, okay, cool. This sounds a little scary, but I'm down. I said, well, don't be afraid. We'll take care of you. And so he's like, he's okay, but he doesn't know what I want to talk about. So we have to come up with a game plan.
We're going to be like, we have 4 episodes of a podcast and we're ready to be syndicated.
Yeah, right?
That's how this works,
I want to do a countdown show.
That would be fun.
I think just a countdown show would be fun. All formats, go at it. And because what the great thing about us, and I think this is what you guys love, is that A, we're very honest. B, it's 3 different perspectives of 3 different genres, which if we were to do it, you know, he says yes, it's almost like a Billboard show, like the Billboard Awards. The Billboard Awards is everybody, Spanish, English,
like a Hot 100 type of thing. Yeah,
I think this is fabulous. I love it, darling.
I love it.
I like it too.
We'll get syndicated, then we'll get a travel TV show,
and then we can come to your town when you listen to our podcast.
You know, that's what I was thinking is we have like a stage area here. It's called Hackensack Meridian Health Stage 17. Mm-hmm. But it's like $1 million studio that is like a conference room that transforms into a performance space. And I was like, oh my God, maybe one day we'll get to like do a podcast live and people will actually want to come watch us.
Oh, we should.
That should be our goal like 1 year from now.
And I'll be eating sashimi during it.
I say we do this for November.
November?
November. We invite, like, we have to create the buzz. It's like, we have to create the buzz. We have to do this. And just, you know, invite everybody we want. Our friends, clients, the listeners. If you're in New York on the podcast, definitely follow us.
Have a party.
Huh?
Have a party.
Yeah, have a party.
Wine. And like then, podcast live.
And have everybody from the podcast. If you're not following us, get to it. IRL Radio, right?
Yeah, on Instagram. I need to make a Twitter and a Facebook page. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Who does Twitter?
I do Twitter, but like not a lot.
I mean,
no.
Tweet.
No. Facebook. And that's it.
Okay, you can run the Facebook. Melanie, run the Twitter, and I'll take the Instagram.
Okay.
No, hell no. I'll take the
Instagram.
It's
a lot trying to put this content on. I got 2 posts done so far.
Well, we got a new promotions person, so we don't have to post anything on the stations anymore.
Yeah, you're joking.
No. The guy wants to take over that. You didn't hear that
he
from
does?
Me. Yeah. You didn't hear that from me.
Dang.
part of the job is that you have to post like on the station socials, which doesn't sound like that much, but when you're trying to like press all the right buttons and like,
I know.
Then also think
or
of something
witty to
tweet.
Or be at the event and talk to clients, talk to listeners. They want you to take a picture and say, excuse me, hold on, I got to post this.
I can't tell you how many times I have been out at a show, like running around, talking to people, talking to artists, and then they'll be like, you didn't post anything on social. I'm like, at what moment in time would I have had one moment to like... Or I'll be doing it and I'll post it and I'll forget like 7 words and misspell something. Yeah. And
they'll be like, why didn't you do
you
this?
Can't win.
Listen, I can't do it all. I can't. Well, that's why I got Tinder now to take the pictures though.
I know.
Does he enjoy being your
She has
boyfriend?
An Instagram husband.
I know you do.
I got a part-time one, but...
You have a part-time one, but you also, like, I feel like you and Sam are good about doing it for each other.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like some guys probably get irritated, but Sam like also asks you to take pictures. So yeah. I think that... It's even,
can
right?
we also talk about this I Weigh thing that is like
what
a...
What is that? I saw you post that today. I have no idea what that is.
Okay, so...
I have to do a break in 1:35, so just everybody...
We'll pause,
yeah,
and then
fine. I can. I'm going to pass it through so you can hear it, but...
Oh,
go ahead. Sorry, what's
so
I Weigh?
Right,
oh, we're talking about it?
Yeah, let's talk.
Okay.
I thought we were going.
So, I don't know. I think it's kind of piggybacked off of I guess like 2 weeks ago, Kim Kardashian, she posted something on her story basically saying she was like 119 pounds or something.
She did the keto diet.
Okay, so not about the diet, but about her weight. So Emmy Rossum said something about it, about the whole weight thing and how, I don't know, they were talking about like how amazing Kim looked because she was so skinny and... Mm-hmm. So I guess she was like a little upset about it just because it kind of like sends the wrong message. Like, oh, to be beautiful, you have to be 100 pounds or whatever.
But then why are you promoting it?
No.
I'm talking about her. Keep going. I'm sorry. I have my own role.
So Emmy Rossum posted yesterday saying she's like, it was on her stories and it was like, have you ever Googled how much a celebrity weighs? And then she's like, I've gone back and forth like 20 pounds for my weight, but this is like really how much I actually weigh. And she posted a selfie and it was basically her weight was qualities about herself, whether they were good
Pause,
or
please.
Bad.
Sorry.
Okay, good. I got to go check on my stuff. Oh, wait. Real life.
Nash FM 94.7, it's Katie Neal. I'm still reeling from all this Carrie Underwood news. Yesterday, she announced new tour and new baby. She's playing Madison Square Garden October 2nd, 2019. Tickets go on sale next Friday, 10 a.m. And she's pregnant.
Dry lightning cracks across the sky.
It's going to sound a little funky because the music's going to go in and out, but that's just how it is right now. Wait, sorry. Are we supposed to pause till Luca comes back about the Iowa thing?
I don't know. I could just keep going.
Keep going. We only have like 6 more minutes that we can talk before Jesse comes in.
Okay. So she basically just wrote down all sorts of qualities about herself because she's like, my weight is so much more than just a number. So,
which is so true. I loved it because Melanie posted that in her story today. You can follow her at Melanie Torres. But yeah, saying all these other things because I feel like, and I've said this to you and Luke off the air, but I feel like I've gotten to a point where I'm like, kind of like, there's certain things I just don't care about anymore that I've always beat myself up for or just worried about. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm always worried about my weight. And I'm kind of just like, oh, I just kind of don't care right now.
Well, and yeah, and that's so what I can definitely relate because like, even though it's crazy because when I tell people that I used to be a lot heavier, they're like, oh my gosh, no way. Like, you're so tiny, da 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 da. But I don't feel that way. And I feel like even though I am like at a point where I'm healthy, I still constantly obsess about like, oh my gosh, did I gain 5 pounds from eating bad for a week and stuff like that. And it's like, it's something that I feel like I'm constantly thinking about and still struggle with on a daily basis. So I was just like really inspired by this whole thing. So the profile, I guess, bio, basically says that the I Weigh movement for us this is my I Weigh movement for us to feel valuable and see how amazing we are and look beyond the flesh on our bones. So it's basically just, you know, helping us not be so obsessive about being a certain way, looking a certain way. And I feel like for me personally, like Instagram and stuff like that, it's so tough because everybody always looks so perfect and they're always posting like their best stuff. And it's hard because it's like, well, why don't I look like that in those shorts or in a bikini? And I feel like sometimes I just have to like take myself away from the phone because I'm like, this is unrealistic. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I feel like, sorry.
You know, I was saying, it's just not real. Like, it's not real. Like, a lot of it is a good angle or a good pose.
Totally.
Like, I'm so bad at posing.
Yeah, or editing.
Yeah, you don't really know. Yeah, because sometimes I beat myself up about that. I'm like, why don't I look like that when I'm sitting that way? Or like, why is my arm so fat?
But what I find that it just kind of, I don't know, breaks my heart because like I have two nieces who are going to grow up being so attached to social media like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't want them to ever feel like, you know, like they're not good enough or, you know, stuff like that. Like, that's what I worry about because I'm at the point where like, I'm good, and I know that some days I'm going to have bad days, and other days I'm going to be, like, fine, and I can control it. But I feel like they're growing up in a world where they're just so – that's all they know.
No, exactly. You could not pay me to be a kid right now.
It's very scary.
I'm so glad I grew up without that because I said this. There's a woman who works in our office who her daughter was, like, a 13-year-old and, like, was just going through all this stuff, and she told me stories. I'm like, oh, there's no one more awful in the world than, like, a 13-year-old girl. Or, like, mm-hmm. you know, you're just, like, mean when you're a kid. You don't even, like, realize how mean you are.
You don't realize it until you're in your 30s.
Well, no, and to have that megaphone, like, to have social media is, like, oh, God, no.
Yeah, it's tough. So if you go to @I_Weigh, W-E-I-G-H, you can kind of see what other people have been posting. And kind of see what the movement's all about. But I posted it on my story too, @MelanieTorres.
I love that. Loco, do you want to say your Instagram handle and stuff?
Oh, @itslaloca. That's itslaloca.
And mine is @HeyKatieNeil. Hey. You can follow us if you're not. I hate to say that we have to wrap up already. This is going to be like a 25-minute podcast.
Well, that's cool.
Jesse's going to be here to do the next shift, and we have to get the hell out.
And we could go in depth next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think next week we're going to record two podcasts so that, like, one a day when we're, like, really busy, like a week like this week, instead of recording during somebody's show, we'll just post, like, a best of or, like, pull some. Why don't we do, like, we'll have an extra one ready. We'll pull, like, our favorite interviews that we can, like, insert into one of those.
Yes, our real some of the people we've talked to. Interviews.
Yeah. But what's everyone's affirmation today?
My $200,000 radio contract, my $300,000 TV contract, losing 20 pounds. Thank you, God, for that.
You don't need to lose weight. You're perfect the way you are.
I know, but no, it's healthy 20 down because of my breast. It's called a reduction. and I am thankful, God, for my vacation that I will be taking with Tinder and my family and my besties. Thank you.
Mel?
I am thankful for my amazing Asian vacation that I'm going on in a month from yesterday. It's going to be so fun, and the plane ride's going to be a breeze.
Melanie's nervous about flying by herself for 14 hours. You're going to be fine. You are a strong, independent woman. I believe in you.
You're going to have fun.
I am so thankful for the beautiful weekend that I'm about to have. My best friend is in town visiting from Illinois.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to take her to a bunch of concerts. This is really cool. I get to like take her to do all like
Where are you guys going? Radio tour stuff.
Not radio tour. I'm taking her out to, we have a show at Jones Beach tomorrow. So I'm going to take her to Brad Paisley. She's going to get to meet Brad Paisley. And then we have a show at the Garden on Saturday. So she's going to get to meet Jason Aldean.
Oh,
so this is like, I'm so cool. I get to share this.
Those are like big names too.
I know. It's like I finally get to like show people what I do here.
That's exciting.
Aww. Yeah. So that'll be great. Fun. We'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
That's going to be the new thing.